Well, Josh, good to have you in this morning. We are happy to have you in. This is a cool space where a lot of different innovation is happening. Give us a sense of where you're starting off the new year at your company.
Sure, yeah. This is a big year for us at Kitch Fix. We started about 4 years ago, 2013. I was a personal chef delivering meals to Chicagoans out of my house, really. Or I would go to their house, cook meals, and go to another house. I decided to get a kitchen, moved into a little church kitchen, started renting that, and launched a website and really started to grow what is now Kitch Fix. And so the business has evolved over the last 4 years to, you know, we started out as meal delivery business, and now we have a granola product that we make. It's grain-free, so there's no oats, that we sell to about 250 stores right now. So this year, we're sort of pivoting in a way. We're continuing to grow the meal delivery. We're launching some really cool things with that, continuing to refine that craft. But we're also really trying to build this granola business and get it into more and more stores across the nation.
And so how do I take part in this? How do I order a meal? Is there an app or is it online, a subscription? How does it work?
Sure. So our meals are available online. You go to kitchfix.com. You can peruse our menu. We have a menu that you can get this week, and we have a menu available for next week. So if you're a planner, you can plan your week next week, or if you're a last-minute kind of a guy or gal, you can get meals for tomorrow at any time.
You say these are all healthy meals.
Yeah.
That's a big umbrella. What does that mean?
Huge umbrella. You're right. So our meals focus on nutrient density. So we use a ton of vegetables. We use organic vegetables. We think they have the most nutrients, local. Our meats are pasture-raised, so the animals are walking around outside. They're eating what nature intended them to eat.
They're smiling.
They're flapping their wings, eating grass, you know, that sort of thing. And then we focus on, like, a lot of the paleo diet, which is grain-free. It's gluten-free, dairy-free. So none of our meals have gluten or dairy. So really, again, like focusing on the most amount of nutrients that we can provide for in every meal, like that's what we try to do. That's our goal. So you could say healthy, but we're like really in terms of anyone, I feel like in Chicago, we're the healthiest because we're really just we have super strict standards on what we make and what we use.
For those who may not be aware or know what the paleo means, I always think it was when I hear that caveman diet.
Sure.
It's caveman, not. Is that a good way of? No.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good way to think about it. It's sort of lost its intensity, I think, over the last few years. But if you think about what a caveman ate, it was, you know, nuts and seeds. They were gathering. They were hunting. Everything that they were eating was wild in a sense. And so they weren't doing much cultivation, so they weren't really eating a ton of grains, or if they were, they were really true to their original form. And so we just try to think, when we think about paleo, we just try to, you know, we try to create and use ingredients that are as close to as nature intended them to be. And that's not 100% possible in this day and age. And to be honest, if we were to be 100%, you know, try to use a wild chicken, for example, like no one could afford it. Because you can't find a wild chicken or you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there has to be some, you have to meet in the middle on some things. And I think we do that really well while staying true to, you know, our paleo sort of positioning.
Yeah, chasing down your game with a club gets kind of tiring after a while, too.
Yeah, but it keeps you in shape, I think. Yeah. I think that's why they were so fit, you know?
So the beauty of this is ready to eat when you get it, as opposed to some of those other places where you have to cook it.
Exactly.
I don't know about you, but when I get something like this, I want to eat it right away.
Yeah, and you can do that with our meals. They come fully prepared. Usually there's a sauce. You can put, you know, the directions will tell you, put it on before you heat or after. And it's fully prepared. You don't have to do anything. You know, my wife and I, we take our meals, we put them on a sheet tray, throw them in the oven, and heat them like that. Some people will throw them in the microwave and can get them ready to eat in about 2 or 3 minutes.
You have been in business since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
What is your focus now? It's the grain, the granola that you mentioned.
Granola.
And also the Whole 30.
Yeah, so we just partnered with Melissa Hartwig, who created this diet called the Whole 30 diet. And if you haven't heard about it, it's a huge sensation that's been going on for the last few years. And Chicago, there are a ton of people who follow her, and I've tried the diet. And so we thought it was really good strategic alignment for us. And since a lot of our meals and people are coming to us and saying, hey, can you provide us some Whole30 meals? And so we started to build some recipes and things like that. And so we launched with her and got Whole30 approved. So she has a strict approval process. She'll go through all of your ingredients. She'll look at what's included, and she'll, you know, give you her seal of approval, which we got late December, perfect timing for January, because many, many people are doing it, including myself, my wife, and tons of people at our office, to do the Whole30 diet. And so right now we have about 10 or 11 meals on our menu, plus some breakfasts and snacks that are all Whole30. So that's dishes that are free of grains and gluten and dairy, no added sweeteners. Like we use some sweeteners in Kitch Fix for like maple and honey, but these are all free of that. So
you're on it. How's it going?
Great. I feel so good. You know, after the last month was a little crazy with the holidays, and you're, you know, having wine with your friends and celebrating, so much to celebrate. But now it's like, you know, time to buckle down and just, you know, really get things back in order. And it feels good so far.
It's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people go on diets at the beginning of the year. But this is not just for diets. If you're figuring out why something's not right with your system or whatever.
Yeah.
I know some people call this elimination diet.
Yep.
But it's a good idea for you to figure out if something in your diet is causing you either to be bloated or to not feel well, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So how does that work? So, you just keep trying things and discarding things?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will do the diet. They'll be really strict about it. They'll, you know, make sure they'll look at any labels if they're eating something that has a label and see if there's any sugar or other preservatives or anything like that. And then after the 30 days, you can start experimenting by adding things back into your diet.
How did this all get started? Where did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was a personal chef for a woman who was a cancer survivor, and she asked me to prepare some meals according to the anti-inflammatory diet. And so I started doing research and realized that my background as a chef really related to that. I had worked in farm-to-table restaurants and had really focused on technique and to build flavor. And so I started applying those principles to anti-inflammatory cooking, and it just took off. And people, you know, she would refer all of her friends to my services, so I'd go to their house and just going house to house to house, and that's kind of how I started.
So now you're the CEO, or you have staff, chefs
yeah.
working for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going well. I really enjoy this side of the business. I love to learn and grow and different part of my skill set. I still get in the kitchen once in a while and work with my team to continue to push the envelope in terms of, you know, our creativity and chef, you know, recipes and chef-drivenness that we like to cultivate. It's still a passion of mine, but I love to build this thing. You know, I love building and creating.
So how does your background as a chef help you guide your employees in this area?
I think, you know, work ethic as a chef, like you're just always grinding, and you have to push, and you have to, you know, strive for perfection. And, you know, every time you make a dish, you have a chance to make it better. And so that's the way I kind of approach all the areas of our business. And, you know, I expect a lot of our employees, and I expect a lot of my teams. But, you know, we all are going towards that goal of, like, continuing to improve our products for customers, because they really love it, and they can tell, and they love to give us feedback, and we love to make them happy.
Do your employees call you sir or chef?
chef, mostly.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah. Yeah. What have been your biggest challenges?
Challenges. So I think that, you know, just not having a business background per se. So I'm learning the ropes and you know, sort of the role as the CEO, and you know, and just learning that part of it's been a challenge, but it's been really good. You know, and then on the other side too, you know, we have a lot of, you know, competition in the area, and healthy food is sort of a new trend. So making sure we differentiate ourselves enough to continue to be relevant has been a challenge, but it's going really well. Like we had a lot of competition come in a couple of years ago, and then they all left. They all went out of business. So we're still here. We're really excited about 2017. Love what we do, and I think as long as we can continue to love what we do, like, it'll show, you know.
Are there keys to the successes? Do you have team members that you count on to help you make your decisions and do this mm-hmm. sort of as a team, or do you make a lot of the decisions yourself?
No, it's definitely a team driven operation. You know, I feel so fortunate that I can walk away from the kitchen now. You know, I don't have to be there day to day to, you know, chop onions. I can walk away and I can think big picture. I can come talk to you. I can meet with other people that can really help to shape Kitch Fix for the future. And so I've taken that as my responsibility, but I couldn't do that without awesome people, you know, to help.
I saw as we moved into the holidays last year some statistics that more people are getting their food from these sorts of services as opposed to getting their groceries from a grocery store.
Yep.
Talk to me a little bit about that trend and what you see maybe coming in 2017.
Yeah, sure. So I saw that same stat. It's very exciting. You know, this is the first year that people spent more money outside of a grocery store on food than inside. So there's a huge opportunity for Kitch Fix and businesses like Kitch Fix. More people are getting used to the idea of, hey, I don't have to go to the store and buy and chop and cook. I can get it pre-made for me, and there's plenty of really good options out there. I think one cool thing that one opportunity yet is more people using their phones and the internet to buy food versus going, you know, or calling someone to place their order. Food service really lags behind traditional retail in terms of online purchasing, so many more people are getting used to the fact of buying food online, and there's a huge opportunity there for us.
What does expansion look like for you? Is it adding kitchens and staff and states and cities? What do you see coming?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's tons of opportunity for Kitch Fix meal delivery. I mean, we have this amazing city of Chicago with, 9 million across Chicagoland. We feel like we're barely scratching the surface there. So our focus is Chicago. We want to refine the model because meal delivery, there's not really any other services like a prepared meal delivery. So there's definitely the Blue Aprons and the Home Chefs of the world, but there's not a lot of huge meal delivery companies. And so we want to be cautious as we grow and grow in a smart way. And so that's really our focus. Let's continue to build our brand in Chicago, see how big we can get it here. Once we get the model perfect, then we can kind of expand into other cities.
And as you look into the future, how does having autonomous vehicles and artificial intelligence, all those things that we hear about, how are those going to play into your business? Do you think you'll have drones delivering your food? Or
I mean, that's what we're hoping for, drones. That's what we're holding out. Yeah.
And what about the delivery? I would imagine it would be kind of a costly thing to expand because you have to add vehicles and staff. And what are those challenges?
You know, I feel like our delivery system, we do almost all of it in-house, and we have a pretty good system. And delivery is not a huge challenge for us because we do keep it in-house, and we have really great staff who manage our people, and we have some people who are full-time, some people that just want to pick up a shift here and there. But beyond that, there's so many businesses out there that are like Uber, for example, who just lose money every day and don't care, right? That'll deliver your stuff for you if you want. So we have, this day and age, you can get anyone to buy or to deliver your food for you if you're willing to pay. But currently, we're doing most of it in-house, and it's going well.
What has Chicago brought to your equation? Has it been beneficial that you've started here? Are there good things that have helped you propel forward being in Chicago?
Yeah, I think, I love Chicago, and I've been here for about 10 years. I love, my wife and I live in Humboldt Park. I spent many years in the 60622 zip code. I love it over there. And I think Chicago provides a lot of opportunity. You have tons of different types of people. You have, there's a lot of people who can afford services like Kitch Fix, and there's a lot of culinary things happening here. We have some of the best restaurants in the country, and so we've been fortunate to network with people on a local level and be introduced to powerful people who can help us grow the business. And it's been really great to be here in Chicago to start.
We talked about the costs of doing business. What are the costs to the consumers of subscribing and taking part in this? Is that something you have to be mindful of all the time?
In terms of
how much it costs to have a delivery?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah, we have to be mindful of it. You know, we want to continue to balance, and be competitive, I would say, right? We want to continue to be competitive with our pricing. But at the same time, we have a premium product. We are proud of that. And, we spend a lot of time, sourcing our ingredients and finding things. So, it's not a race to the bottom for us, whereas some companies And even products will continue to discount, give you $50 or $75 off your first order. Like, we just want to be cautious with that because we're a small company, local business, and we're paying our farmers and our employees well, and we want to be responsible with that.
So I know you're on Whole 30, but if you weren't, what would be the favorite delivery meal for you?
Well, geez. I mean, thankfully, Kitch Fix has a ton of Whole 30 options. Yeah. We have, I would say, like, the one thing that we, one of my favorite dishes we have is this almond-crusted chicken strip, and it has this honey mustard sauce that is... It's made with honey, so I can't eat it right now, but it's amazing.
See, I knew you were gonna, I knew it was. That's why I prefaced the whole. And on Whole 30, what's your favorite so far? Are you into it that far yet?
I'm not really into it that far, but last night I had one of our new dishes. It was pesto chicken, and instead of cheese and dairy, we make cashew cream, which might sound foreign, but it's actually really awesome. We mix it in with our pesto, so it's like a creamy pesto sauce with chicken. It's really good.
Josh, good to meet you, and all the best in 2017.
Thank you for having me.